The September 23–25 weekend was a busy one for Airdrie's various sports teams, some of whom were kicking off their respective seasons. Thunder go 0-2 in HJHLIN hockey. The Junior B Airdrie Tecmation Thunder started their 2022-23 Heritage Junior Hockey League, HJHL, regular season with two defeats. On September 23, the Thunder lost 2-1 at home to the Mountain View Colts. Airdrie suffered the same scoreline in their ensuing game against the Sylvan Lake Wranglers to move 0-2-0 on the season. Having played fewer games than the league's other teams, the Thunder currently sit bottom of the HJHL's North Division standings. They'll be back on home ice this Friday to face the Three Hill Thrashers, with puck drop slated for 8 p.m., to round out their September schedule. AAA Hockey. The city's AAA minor hockey teams are set to begin their respective campaigns in the Alberta Elite Hockey League, AEHL. The Airdrie Extreme U15 AAA squad will host the Calgary North Stars this Saturday, October 1 at 4:30 p.m. The Extreme have had a stellar preseason this month, winning 6 of their 7 exhibition games in September and outscoring opponents 45-19. The Airdrie CFR Chemicals Bisons U18 AAA team will also begin their season on October 1, when they travel south to take on the Calgary Flames at 6:15 p.m. at Father Bauer Arena. The Bisons' home opener will take place the following day, when they host the St. Albert Nectar Raiders at 1:30 p.m. at the Ron Ebbison Arena. AA Hockey. The upcoming weekend will be a busy one for Airdrie's top AA hockey teams, as well. In the Alberta Female Hockey League, AFHL, the Airdrie Lightning U18 AA girls hockey team will head south to challenge the Calgary Fire White. The 2022-23 season opener will get underway at 1:15 p.m. at the Great Plains Recreational Center in southeast Calgary. The U18 AA Lightning boys team will begin their 2022-23 season in the South Central Alberta Hockey League that afternoon with a matchup against the Bow Valley Timberwolves of Cochrane. Puck drop is at 1:30 p.m. at the Ron Ebbison Arena. The banner defending U15 AA Lightning boys team has already played 2 games in the SCAHL this season, losing to the Bow Valley Timberwolves and Wheatland Warriors last weekend. The Airdronians will seek their first win when they take on the Lethbridge Hurricanes on October 1. High school football. The WH Croxford Cavaliers are still riding an unbeaten start to the 2022 high school football season, recently defeating the Strathmore Spartans in an exhibition game. The Cavaliers are 5-0 this year, and have won their 4 division games as well in the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA. As a result of their unbeaten season, Croxford is ranked 2nd in the province among Alberta's Tier 2 teams. The Cavaliers have a bye this weekend, meaning their next RVSA game isn't until October 7, when they face the Burt Church Chargers in the annual Turkey Bowl game at Ed Egerer Athletic Park. The Chargers are currently sporting a 2-2 record in the RVSA, having beaten the Springbank Phoenix 30-8 in their most recent outing on September 24. Burt Church also has a bye this weekend. The George McDougall Mustangs lost 35-21 to the Cochrane Cobras on September 23. George McDougall will host the struggling Bow Valley Bobcats, who are still seeking their first win of 2022, this afternoon at 4:30 p.m. at Ed Egerer Athletic Park. Despite their recent loss to the Cobras, the Mustangs are still ranked 8th in the province among Tier 2 teams by Football Alberta. Minor football teams still unbeaten. Airdrie's minor football teams are still undefeated in their respective Calgary-based leagues. The Airdrie Raiders Bantam team are 5-0 in the Calgary Bantam Football Association after shutting out the Calgary Hilltoppers 38-0 last Saturday. The Peewee Storm is 4-0 after beating the Calgary Mavericks 46-16 on the same day. High school girls soccer. The George McDougall and Burt Church girls soccer teams will take each other on in a cross-city clash this afternoon at 4:30 p.m. at Monklands Park. The two teams are both seeking their first wins of the 2022 RVSA season, which got underway 2 weeks ago. Croxford, meanwhile, will face the Bow Valley Bobcats in exhibition play. The Cavaliers are in the Calgary Senior High School Athletics Association. The St. Martin de Porres Kodiaks girls soccer team is enjoying a strong start to their season. They currently have a 4-1-0 record, having outscored their Calgary-based opposition 23-4 in their 5 games. The Kodiaks will play their next game at home against Lord Beaverbrook on October 3 at 4:30 p.m. High school volleyball after a few weekend tournaments. The 2022-23 high school volleyball regular season is officially up and running. In the RVSA, the George McDougall Mustang senior boys team opened their season with a three-set sweep over their local rivals, the Burt Church Chargers, on September 21. 5 days later, the Chargers fell again, this time in four sets to the Cochrane Cobras. W.H. Croxford, meanwhile, lost their season opener against the Springbank Phoenix in three sets on September 26. The boys' results were mirrored in the RVSA's senior girls' volleyball division. George McDougall overcame Burt Church in three sets on September 21, while the Chargers followed up with a loss to Cochrane 5 days later. Also on September 26, the Cavaliers were beaten by the Phoenix in three sets. RVSA senior volleyball games tend to be held on Wednesday evenings. For more public high school sports information, visit rvsa.rockyview.ab.ca.